这是啥子呢？记得刚刚领会的弟兄子有宣布吗？今天信息的题目是什么？我已知道他
不知道自己是会飞的老鹰。
不知道自己是会飞的老鹰。A eagle who doesn't know he can fly。刚刚的这一段影片让我想到了一节经文。
Remind me of one verse。
约翰福音第十章第十节。
A Gospel of John chapter 10 verse 10。
谁记得这一节经文？
Anybody remember that verse? Chapter 4 verse 10。
约翰福音第十章第十节。
Chapter 10, John chapter 10 verse 10。
那里说到，盗贼来是要怎么样？偷窃、杀害、毁坏。
He said the robber come to steal and to steal。
而耶稣说，我来了是要叫人的生命，并且要得的更丰盛。
But Jesus said, I come to give you more abundant life。
其实今天我们每一个基督徒，我们都有老鹰的生命。
Actually, today everyone, every Christian have a life of an eagle。
因为我们重生的生命是从主耶稣那里宝血买出来的。
Because our new life was redeemed by the blood of Jesus。
神告诉我们说，他要怎么样，我们也必要像他。
God said, whatever he is, we will be like him。
可是我们都不知道自己是老鹰。
But neither did we realize we are eagle。
我们被人家被这个世界迷惑了我们的心眼，然后我们就一直以为我们是小鸡。
We are blinded by the world and we keep thinking we are just chickens。
所以我们走的路，我们吃的东西，我们跟人家跟鸡去抢那些地上的虫。
That's why we fight with other people. We are busy fighting with other chicken all the time.
很越来越习惯了，我们就过地上的生活。
We are so used to the way of the world.
我们不知道我们是能够飞的老鹰。
We did not realize we can soar like eagle.
今天在我们的生活里面有好几条无形的绳子。
In our life today, there are so many invisible rope.
把我们捆得每天一天一天一年一年的，我们都习惯了麻木了，我们就不知道我们能够有真正的自由。
The rope that bind us day by day, year by year, that we did not realize we have certain freedom.
这三条无形的绳子是什么？
What are these three invisible ropes?
其实有很多条绳子，可是我今天只举三条最大的。
There are actually a lot of ropes, but I want to refer to you three major ropes.
第一条
，the first rope，
那就是我们在物质上的成见。
Is that we are so emphasized on the material things？
我们很多的时候，我们在这个地世界的生活里面，我们跟人攀比。
When we live in the world, we always compare with other people。
我们的邻居告诉我们要有大房子，要有好车，才能够生活的有意义。
Our neighbor tell us we must have a bigger house and a bigger car to have a meaningful life.
所以我们就也跟着这世界的潮流，我们就认为我们的名誉、地位甚至物质能够决定我们的价值。
Therefore, like everybody else, we feel that our position, our possession can determine our value, our worth.
所以我们花了很多的精力在这一方面，我们就忽略了我们真正的自由其实不是在物质的生活。
We force so many of our energy on material things that we neglect other aspects.
所以我们就忘记了我们自己的身份地位。
We forgot who we are.
而且如果我们静下来思想的时候，我们知道说有些这些物质甚至这些名誉这些 地位迟早有一天要失去的。
Very often when we inquire meditation we realize all these material things one day position all these are going to be all going to be gone。
所以我们要从这个观念里面能够警醒过来。
From this perspective we want to be awakened。
只有真正属灵的东西那是永远不会失去的。
Only the spiritual things are eternal.
当我们把我们的注意力一直摆在追求这些世界上的东西的时候，我们与神的关系就慢慢的冷淡。
Very often, when we mainly focus on the pursuit of material things, our relationship with God are neglected.
到底什么是我们是什么是捆绑我们物质追求的这些绳子呢？
What are some of these ropes that bind us?
我想到了圣经里面有一句话，就是传道书里面他怎么说的？
There is a verse in the book of Ecclesiastes.
他说虚空的虚空到头就是虚空。
He said vanity of vanity, everything is vanity.
你想想看，所罗门王他有了世界上所有的财富。
King Solomon, he possessed one of the richest wealth in the world.
可是他到老年，他来回想他这一生的时候，他说这些都是虚空。
When he looked back at his old age, he said that all these are vanity, are meaningless.
世界上有太多的事情，就像圣经上所讲的那个井水，你去打了井水，你喝了还要再渴。
Just like what Bible says, that the world that we dug for ourselves, we drink, and yet we get thirsty again.
那个撒玛利亚是富人，他是需要物质的水。
The Samaritan woman, he needs to drink water.
可是他的整个生活里面充满了败坏。
But in his life, he is full of corruption.
他有五个丈夫，现在跟他住的还不是他的丈夫。
She has five husbands already, and the man live with him is not her husband.
所以他不但有物质上面的饥渴，他精神上面，他的属灵里面也是痛苦的。
Not only does he have a physical thirst, there is also a spiritual thirst that is there.
直到耶稣来告诉他说，我要赐你活水。
Until the day that Jesus tells him, I'm going to give you living water.
所以你要知道，你要喝我赐的活水，你就永远不渴。
He said, if you drink this living water, you will never be thirsty again.
而且这个活水要一直涌到永生。
And that living water will welling up to eternal life.
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
My brother, sister,
我们今天真正要执着的，
What we need to focus on today,
不是物质的层面，
and not just material things,
而是属灵的层面，
but spiritual things.
我们今天有多少的人，我们信主了以后，
How many of you after you believe,
我们还是被这个世界上的物质这些情欲把我们捆锁住。
How many are still very much bound by this material thing and our emotions?
所以我们不知道我们是有因的生命。
We did not realize that we got a life of the ego.
我们舍不得放下我们今天在世界上所谓的安全感。
We are not willing to put down what we call security.
我们抓着我们的地位，我们的金钱。
We depend on our position, our wealth.
我们迟早又发现这些东西没有办法满足我们真正的需要。
But in the end, we also realize these things cannot satisfy us.
当我们跟随主的时候，
When we follow God,
我们要清楚的知道主有永生之道。
We must realize that the way of eternal life is in Him.
在他的里面，我们有无限的平安和喜乐。
In Him, there is peace and there is joy.
因此我们基督徒不应该眼光被这个短暂的物质会朽坏的物质来控制。
That's why our vision cannot be bound by these temporary material things.
世界上的人怎么看这些我们抓到的名位物质呢？
How does the world look at all these wealth and positions?
世界上的人他都会说，
The people of the world say tell you,
只在乎曾经拥有。
The important thing is to have it now.
我们只要有了就好了。
As long as we have it.
可是我们基督徒不是这样。
But for Christians, that's not the case.
我们是在乎永恒里面的。
We do care about eternity.
所以保罗这么说，原来我们所不是顾念所看见的，乃是顾念所看不见的。
That's why Paul said that our eyes are fixed on only thing that you can be seen.
因为所见的是暂时的，所看不见的乃是永远的。
Because what is seen is temporary, what is unseen is eternal.
所以弟兄姊妹，我不知道当我们讲到第一条绳子的时候，你反省一下你自己。
When we talk about this rope, have you look at your own life?
你今天是不是还有这一条绳子绑着你？
Are we still bound by that rope?
我可以赚很多的钱，我就快乐。
If I can make more money, I'll be happy.
我只要一直保持我的年轻美貌，我就快乐。
If I can keep my young look, my youthful look, I'll be happy.
如果你的人生的目的就是这些拥有的这些会失去的东西，
If our happiness depends on these things that will pass away,
你一定会失望。
You will be deeply disappointed.
今天很多的年轻人赚很多的钱。
A lot of young people work hard to make a lot of money.
他们很拼命的去求得事业上的成功。
They try very hard for financial success.
然后他们就可以买很多的物质，他们可以去享受许多很棒的东西。
So they can enjoy more material possession and enjoy life better.
可是一栋房子你住了三年五年了，你还会觉得它很新鲜吗？
After you live in the same house for 3 years, it's still so fresh.
我们要的是一个温暖的家，我们不是要一个大的房子。
We long for a warm home, not a big house.
我们要的不是天出去旅行可以吃住最好的旅馆，吃最好的山珍海味。
We really don't a good hotel and good meal may not mean that much.
我们心里面渴望的是一个家。
What we are longing for is a home.
里面有温暖，有爱。
Where there is warmth, where there is love.
如果整个家里面都是以耶稣基督为我们的中心的话，
If Christ can be the focus of our home,
父母跟子女中间里面有同样的信仰，
when,
有说不出来的喜乐。
When the parents and the children have the same faith, there will be unbounded joy.
所以我们知道说，这第一个捆绑我们的绳子乃是物质上的成见。
The first rope that binds us is this material prejudice that we have.
那第二条绳子是什么呢？
What is the second rope?
就是我们思想上我们固有的一些思想。
It's very, very often the mental.
换句话说，也就是一种根深蒂固的在我里面的一种成见。
A lot of our already accepted concept or notions.
而这个些成见，有的是别人给我的，有的是我从我自己里面自己就有的。
A lot of these accepted notions maybe coming from ourselves or maybe we heard from other people.
就是总是以自己的判断，以世界上的价值观来衡量我自己。
We use the worldly standard to evaluate ourselves.
从某一方面来说，我们看到很多的人他一直就很自卑。
We see a lot of people who suffer from inferior complex.
因为他从小或者真的可能有一段时期，就像刚刚那个电影里面那个小孩子打棒球，他从来就是打不到。
Just like the young kid in the film, he always missed the ball before.
他的同学笑他，连他的教练都说他不行。
He was teased by his teammate and even the coach.
所以他里面就对自己有一个成见，就说我不行了。
So there is a opinion of himself that he has.
这个思想上的成见，如果不突破的话，他永远就感觉自己是个失败者。
If he doesn't overcome this inferior notion that he has, he will never be successful.
而这个思想上成见，有时候还不是指自己，我们看到环境、别人对你的影响很大。
Also, a lot of these prejudices could be coming from other people.
我不知我们刚刚讲的小孩子有时候会被同学讥笑就变成这样。
Very often we know the kids are teased by their friend and they become like that.
可是今天我们如果是一个长大的人，
Now we are fully grown.
甚至我们年纪到了一个地步的时候，
Even at this age, our age,
我们退休了，
After we retire,
哇，我觉得我没有价值了。
I feel now I'm worthless.
我在四十岁、三十岁的时候，我觉得我有价值。
In my 40 and 30, I feel so valuable.
因为我能够做，我能够挣，我能够让别人看到我有能力。
Because I can do so many things to show other people.
可是我今天已经七十岁了。
Now in my 70s,
我的体力衰退了。
My physical strength is gone.
我的记忆衰没有了。
My memory is gone.
我需要人家来帮助我了。
I need a lot of help.
我就没有价值了。
I feel worthless.
今天早上我在去我教会的途中，我车上带了几个人。
This morning in my in the way to church, I have a couple passengers.
其中有一位就讲到了他在照顾他婆婆。
One of the friends told me that how he take care of his mother-in-law.
他的婆婆已经快九十岁了，八十几岁没有，八十五六岁。
She's close to 90.
当然已经慢慢的老化。
She's getting senile.
可是这个婆婆就越来越没有安全感。
And then she began to lose a lot of her security.
她喜欢跟别人比较。
She likes to compare with other people.
虽然她到美国已经二十几年了。
She's been in the United States over 20 some years.
可是她现在成天就是抱怨。
But now every day she complains now.
所以照顾她的人很痛苦。
So they make people who take care of her a hard time.
她的子女也很痛苦。
Even her children are suffering.
因为她说我是老了没有用了。
She said I'm old now. Now I'm useless.
弟兄姊妹，很多的时候我们思想上的成见，谁告诉你老的就没有用呢？
Wait, that prejudice of that old age is equal worthless.
你有没有看到很多老先生或老太太，他们不一定有这个世界上的名誉地位，可是他们老的时候给他的子女们一种安详很安静的力量，你看到吗？
You must have witnessed a lot of elderly who give their family a lot of security.
我们也听说也在我们周围可能有很多老人，他们病倒在床上，可是他们能够给去照顾他们的人、探望他们的人很多新生的力量。
Actually, we witness a lot of elderly who are in hospital that give other people hope and joy.
这个主要的问题在哪里
？So what is the core of the problem?
就是它里面有那个活水。
Is that one has the living water?
他是跟耶稣基督连上关系的。
One is connected to Jesus Christ.
前几个礼拜，我跟我太太去探望我们教会一位老先生。
Couple of weeks ago, I visited an elderly man in our church.
因为过年嘛，我们那天进去看的时候，他就问我，今年是猪年。
Because it's Chinese New Year, he said, "Hey, this is the year of the pig."
他说是我的本命年。
Is my years.
你知道本命年他是？他今年几岁吗？你算算看。
84。
八十岁怎么不会是本命年呢？
84。
84。
梁弟兄几岁？
84，差不多。
看起来还是很有精神。不是，他比你还大。
哦，96。96。
96岁。
你知道我去看他的时候，他是什么情况吗？
No, what was he like when I went to visit him?
我跟你讲，这个老先生他眼睛不好。
His eye was already
已经好几年几乎是瞎了。
He's almost blind.
他的耳朵不好。
And his ear is no good either.
你要在他的耳朵旁边叫，他才听得到。
You really got to shout out loud to by his ear.
更糟糕的是，前两三年里面，他的免疫系统得了一个毛病。
The worst thing is that there's in problem with his immune system.
他的身上长出了很多的水泡。
This is some sort of skin disease.
一粒的就像那个米粒一样在他身上，然后里面的水会破。
This is some sort of growth that's a water bubble growth.
所以他的身体只要破了，就是血跟水身上粘的。
That's why every time his skin broke, there's a liquid flow out.
这是一个很少的病症病例。
A rare kind of disease.
他在这边找遍了医生，只有Sloan Kettering 那个癌症医院那个只有一个女医生对这个方面还有点经验。
Over here, there's only one lady doctor who knows something about that particular disease.
所以这两三年来家里没有办法照顾他。
So there is nobody can take care of him at home.
送他到疗养院。
He went to the senior center.
到最后他就是没办法，身上都是黏的，要换衣服，不能听，不看不见，不能听。所以我现在慢慢的，当然。又转了一家疗养院，家人来照顾的还是很孝顺，可是也越来越少了，谁能够 中年的照顾下去。
So he will be rotating around different senior centers. He, even his family are very good, but yeah, they come to visit him less and less.
那天我跟我太太去走到病房去看他的时候，人家告诉我说他是在那边。
So when I went to visit, they told me that he's on the other side.
当我们走进去那个长廊，走进去快到的时候，就听到有人大声的用英文在祷告。
When by the time we get near the hallway, we heard somebody pray loudly in English.
Praise Lord.
赞美上帝。
God is love. 神
是
爱。
爱
哎，我一听这个声音
，When I heard that voice，
我说这不是沙波波的声音吗
？Is that the man？
结果我们再走几步，走到了那个宽敞的那个开的。那个电视有个电视摆在那里在开着。
When we went go by the lobby where there's a TV，
我们看到有差不多十个老人家就围着坐在轮椅上，每一个人坐在那里都这样。
We see very the tired looking old man sitting around there。
电视是开给他们看的，可是他们几乎没有人看。
The TV is on but nobody watching it。
可是我们的赵伯伯也坐在里面。在那里。
Mr. Tao, he was sitting here also.
他不可能看电视嘛。
He couldn't see the TV anymore.
他一个人在那里 ，Praise the Lord, God is love.
He's not in 那里shout God is love.
哎呀，我说我们的老弟兄在祷告啊。
My older brother, he's praying.
所以我跟我太太就靠近他旁边。
So my wife and I we walk near him.
我相信我跟他讲话，我要用吼的。
I know I got to shout really loud.
可是我相信隔壁的人都不在乎，因为电视那么大声，他们也没有在看。
I know it probably won't bother those guys.
所以我就在他的耳边，我跟我太太在他耳边跟他讲话。
So I began to talk to him.
今天兄弟来了。
Oh, brother Jin, you are here.
啊，我好久没有听到你的声音了。
I've not heard your voice for a while.
对了，那他就开始跟我们回想他曾什么时候得救，怎么样在受洗，然后怎么样在我们家查经的情形。
So he began to tell us how he was saved, how he was baptized, that he remembered the Bible study.
非常清楚啊。
He was so clear-minded.
二十多年前的事情，他都记得很清楚。
Thing that happened 20 years ago, he remembered everything.
结果后来我太太就问他说
So my wife asked him,
那你现在，金弟兄，你想要什么？他说你想要什么，我们可以为你做什么。
He said, I asked him, what can we do for you?
结果他说我想听金弟兄讲道。
I like to hear you preach.
这个我很为难的、
啊。Now I have a hard.
第一个我没有准备。
I wasn't prepared.
第二个我们在这个人家都在这里，你怎么讲道
？How are we going to preach right on the hallway?
我太太说你就给他点信息吧。
My wife said, "Why don't you give him a short message?"
所以我想也好，我旁边的人都不在乎嘛。
Everybody looked at it.
所以我就在他耳中。给他讲了15分钟
So I told him a short message for 15 minutes
叫做在基督里的新眼光
The new vision that we can have in Christ
以后有机会来你们中间讲
Maybe I'll share that message with you
所以那天讲的时候我一边跟他讲一边就停住我怕他听不住啊我就说我叫他重复我的话我讲的哪一点
So I talk and I pause and I to make sure that he understood
他都能够回应我。
He repeat exactly what I say.
所以，亲爱的弟兄姊妹
，My dear brothers and sisters，
你不是病了、老了，你就没有用了。
Doesn't mean when you're old and sick that you become useless.
他说今年是我的本命年。
He said this is my year.
他跟我太太跟我说，我要祷告活到100岁。
I want to pray so I can live to 100.
如果我是他，我想我赶快走吧，免得给我家人找麻烦，是吧
？If I were him, I would say, wish I can leave early.
你会不会这样想
？Well, that's what you think.
他说我要活到100岁。
He said, I want to live to 100.
他活那么长干嘛
？What's the use of living to 100?
他说我要荣耀主。
I want to honor God.
我太太说，今年教会的题目是荣耀的教会。
Today our this year our theme is a glorious church.
他说要在我的身上，人家看到要荣耀。
I want to see God's glory manifest in me.
我们的思想上的成见就是我们病了，我们老了，我们穷了，我们就不如人。
Very often our prejudice when we are old, when we are poor, we are worse, less than other people.
这个撒玛利亚妇人也有文化上的成见。
This American also has a prejudice, a cultural prejudice.
他说这个耶稣你来找我，你是个犹太人。
He said, Jesus, you are a Jew.
你怎么向我一个撒玛利亚妇人要水喝呢？
Why are you asking me a Samaritan for water?
而他们在讲到敬拜的时候，他说我们的祖宗是在这山上的敬拜，你们却说是在耶路撒冷。
Our father worship here on the mountain, and you people worship in Jerusalem.
这就是我们思想上不但对自己有成见，
not only do we have prejudice against ourselves,
对别人有成见，
against prejudice with two other people,
对文化有成见，
culturally we have prejudice.
所以我们跟人的交往就没有办法进一步的真诚的相交。
That's why we cannot have an honest relationship with other people.
一个成见很深的人，他没有办法对事情的真相看得清楚。
Somebody who deeply prejudiced cannot see reality clearly.
可是当这个撒玛利亚人跟耶稣在那里谈的时候，
As a Samaritan woman talked to Jesus,
耶稣指出了一条怎么样破除这个成见的秘诀。
Jesus told him the way to break that prejudice.
他说我们要用心灵和真理和诚实来敬拜。
Jesus told her that we must worship God in spirit and in truth.
我们的心要单纯。
Our heart must be pure.
我们的心不是被世界上的价值观来控制。
Our heart must not be controlled by the value of the world.
耶稣说，清心的人有福了。
Jesus said that blessed are the pure in heart.
因为他们必得以见神。
Because they will see God.
只有当我们心对着神能够那样单纯的领受他的真理的时候，
When our heart can be pure to receive God's words,
他怎么说我们呢？
How did he say about us?
他说我们是他宝血所买来的。
He said we are redeemed by his blood.
我们是神从创世以前就拣选了我们的。
We are chosen by God before the creation of the world.
我们在基督里头，我们就是新造的人。
Now we are new creation in Christ.
弟兄姊妹，我知道我们中间可能每一个人人生里面有很多的历史。
I know many of you have life stories.
你可能文化不高。
Maybe you did not have that much education.
你可能出身不好。
Maybe you coming from a poor family.
你可能很辛苦的用一些怎么样的方式你来到了美国？
You might work very hard to come to America.
你今天的工作需要比人家辛苦很多，你才能赚那么一点点养活生活的钱。
You got to work so much harder just to make money.
可是我告诉你，你今天你的生命在主面前是非常非常宝贵的。
But I tell you today, your life is precious in the eye of God.
因为他把他自己的儿子钉上了十字架，就是为了你我。
Because he nailed his son to the cross for you and for I.
你的生命的价值绝对不会比那些所谓的名人少得多。
The worth of your life is no less than any famous person.
他们也是罪人。
They are all sinners.
他们因为地位高，有成就，可能犯的罪比你更大。
Because of their position, because of their accomplishment, they might sin even more.
求主怜悯我们。
We ask God for his,
让我们打开我们心灵的我们的眼睛，
that God will open the eye of our heart,
属灵的眼睛，
our spiritual eye,
让我们看到我们是有价值的，
so that we can see our true worth.
我们破除所有思想 的成见，
that will break all prejudice.
你怎么看你自己？
How do we see ourselves?
你怎么看别人？
How do we see others?
你甚至你怎么看一件不好的事情临到你？
Even how we see that bad thing happen to us.
都是要用新的眼光。
We must see it with a new vision.
第三方面，
And thirdly,
我们捆绑我们的那条绳子叫做心灵上的忧虑。
That is a spiritual anxiety, the third rope that binds us.
什么叫做忧虑呢？
What is anxiety?
忧虑讲的是一种长期的一种，因着对面对很多的压力的时候，你没有办法胜过，让它一直在你里面，要把你的生命吃光的那个情感觉。
Anxiety is the long-term pressure that we cannot overcome.
其实现代人，其实我们生活里面不可能没有这种焦虑的。
It's impossible. impossible anybody today can live an anxiety free life.
因为当压力临到的时候，事情来临到的时候，我们自然就哇一下子就轰一下子，我们就有了焦虑。
Very often when pressure comes, we begin to be anxious.
可是我们要从另外一个眼光看，这是人类人的身体对一些环境改变自然的反应，就是压力来了，我会焦虑。
But then very often these are nature response that our body has with outside pressures.
比如说我的车子在路上突然抛锚了。
Let's say my something go wrong with my car in, on the road.
我马上要耽误我的事情了。
Then I'm going to delay on a lot of my appointments.
那怎么办
？What can I do?
你那时候会着急。
You're going to be very anxious.
这个很难免的。
These are unavoidable.
可是当这些情况发生的时候，这些焦虑有时候会使得我们去用我们的潜力。潜能去找很多解决的办法。
A lot of time, these anxiety cause you to use your potential to solve problems.
所以，当我们有一些短暂的一些难题临到的时候
，So when the short-term problem that occurs,
其实这是一直给我们的不断的向上的一个磨练。
But this is a training for us so that we can improve.
可是最讨厌的是有一些东西一直在我们里面，白天也想，晚上也想，你就是放不下来。
But there are certain things that keep us anxious day and night.
久而久之，这种焦虑本来是一阵一阵的，就变成长期的，就在你的思想里头。
A lot of times, this anxiety becomes a chronic or long term.
这就变成忧虑了 ，worry.
Becomes a worry.
你就担心很多的事情。
You have so many worries.
所以为什么耶稣说你们不要忧虑？
That's why Jesus tell us do not be anxious, do not worry about tomorrow.
在马太福音里面讲到，你们不要像外邦人一样的忧虑。
He said do not be like the Gentile that you worry.
因为他们没有天父。
Because they do not have heavenly Father.
麻雀都知道有天父养活他们。
The sparrow know their heavenly Father feed them.
何况我们神的儿女呢
？So much more, you are children of God.
我们有天父。
We have our heavenly Father.
我们可以仰望他
，We can look up to him。
所以，亲爱的弟兄姊妹
，My brothers and sisters，
我们不应该被这种心灵上的忧虑一直把我们捆绑。
We should not be bound by this anxiety。
那么，圣经也教导我们怎么样处理这个忧虑。
And the Bible also teach us how to deal with this anxiety。
第一个，他要找出我们。静下来，在神面前求神光照我们忧虑的根源。
We must come quietly before God, asking to enlighten us.
所以，当诗人的祷告是怎么说呢
？What does the psalmist say?
他祷告的时候，甚至会说：“我的心呐、啊，你为何忧闷？为何在我里面烦躁
？”He said, "My heart, why are you so anxious within me?"
应该仰望神
，Look to God.
所以，亲爱的弟兄姊妹，这些诗人，这些大卫或者其他诗人。他们不是没有这种经验
The psalmist not that they did not experience this anxiety
可是他们会来到神面前求问
But they always come before the Lord
他们发现原来我的忧虑是因为我对神没有信心
They realize their anxiety is caused by their lack of faith to God
我的忧虑是因为我怕人家对我怎么样
I'm afraid, I'm anxious because what other people might do to me
所以当我们静下心来的时候，我们常常跟主亲近。
As we come quietly before and commune with Him，
这是我们能够免去我们忧虑的一个很重要的因素。
This is one very important factor that can unbind the rope。
然后我们当我们知道了我们的忧虑是什么的时候呢
？Once you realize the cause of your anxiety，
我们要把问题交给神。
We must cast all our care to Him。
彼得说：“你们要将一切的忧虑卸给神，他必顾念你。”
The Bible says, "Cast all our care on Him, because He cares for us."
你相信这个话吗
？Do you believe this verse?
你要把所有的忧虑卸给神。
The Bible says, "Cast all your care on Him."
因为他顾念你。
Because He cares for us.
我想彼得他是很有经验，能够讲这一句话。
Peter is someone who experienced this.
他三次不认主
，three times he denied the Lord。
里面那种控告 绝对可以让他崩溃的。
There's a lot of accusation within that could destroy you.
如果他一直把这种忧虑摆在心里面的时候，他在人面前抬不起头，他更不敢去面对主。
If he allowed this to continue, he would be afraid to face people in God.
可是他真的经历到了，当他又要去打鱼的时候，主耶稣亲自到海边来找他。
When he decided to went back to fishing again, Jesus come to the shore to look for him.
不但为他预备早餐，
he prepared a breakfast for him.
还一再的问他，你爱我吗？
Three times he asked him, "Do you love me?"
我要把我的羊交给你。
I want to leave my sheep.
所以，亲爱的弟兄姊妹
，my dear brother sister，
当我们看到圣经里面也告诉我们，当保罗这样子说
，when Paul say this statement in the Bible，
他说应当一无挂虑，只要凡事借着祷告、祈求和感谢，将你们所要的告诉神。
He said, "Do not be anxious about anything, but by prayer and petition, cast all your care to God."
神所赐出人意外的平安，必在基督耶稣里面保守你们的心怀意念。
God will give us a peace that beyond understanding that keep our heart in perfect peace.
所以我们知道，当我们让我们仰望主的时候，神会把那个出人意外、我们自己都想不到的那样平安摆在我们里面。
When we put our hope in God, God give us peace that beyond understanding.
我不知道你有没有这样的经历。
Anybody have that experience?
就是看起来应该是人家都说这个是应该很忧虑的事情，可是你里面有出人意外的平安。
When people tell you that you should be very worried about it, but yet you have peace.
就像我刚刚举的那个例子，那个少老先生，在他的儿女甚至在我们外面的人看，他是绝对有理由忧虑的。
When Mr. Saul, he got many reasons to be anxious.
可是他借着祷告、祈求，他跟神有那样一个关系的时候，他里面竟然有出人意外的平安。
Yet by prayer and petition, he had this peace that's beyond understanding.
所以我们知道说，真的的能够把让基督的平安在我们心里面做主的时候，我们就不再背负重担，在主里面能够享安息。
When the peace of God reigns in our heart, we can experience peace.
我们相信不相信神说劳苦担重担的人可以到我这里来，我就使你们得安息。
Do you believe what Jesus said? Those who are heavy burden can come to me, I'll give you rest. Do you believe it?
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，今天这个忧虑不是只有我们这些，不是只有你自己一个人会碰到。
This anxiety that every one of us experience.
我相信我们中间年长的有年长者的忧虑。
The elderly have elderly anxiety.
年轻的有年轻的忧虑。
The young people have their own kind of worry.
今天我们年轻人也坐在这里听到。
So many young people sitting here today.
连你们中学生也有中学生的忧虑。
Even the high schooler have their own anxiety.
可是当我们这些忧虑对我们来讲，其实是把我们逼到神的面前。
Very often this anxiety forces you to come to God.
问题就是我们愿意不愿意到主的面前来。
The problem is, are you willing to come?
神呼召我们说，凡劳苦担重担的人可以到我这里来。
Jesus said, "Those who are heavy laden can come to me."
我就是你们的安息。
I will give you peace.
你愿意这样的来经历这些话吗？
Are you willing to come to experience His words?
但是处理这个忧虑，还是真的我们说必须自己面对你和神的关系。
In the end, to deal with anxiety is to deal with our relationship with God.
不是去改变环境。
Not to change our environment.
环境一样没有变。
The environment very often stays the same.
可是你里面有那个活水。
But within you, there is a stream of living water.
你看那个撒玛利亚人，他一下子活过来了。
The Samaritan woman, she was transformed.
她环境没有改变。
The environment for her is the same.
可是心态改变了。
But her heart is changed.
所以我们必须要常常把我们自己连于神。
That's why we must connect ourselves to God.
我们就能够破除我们这些物质上对我们的捆绑，
and we can overcome a lot of these bondage.
而且我们能够破除对自己的那种成见，对别人的成见。
We can overcome a lot of prejudice that we have.
甚至在我们心灵里面的忧虑，我们都可以交给神。
Even our spiritual anxiety, we can leave it to God.
所以我们总结来讲，我们用了撒玛利亚人的例子。
In conclusion, I want to use the Samaritan woman as a
撒玛利亚人的几个反应，我们刚刚说，他首先是来打水，结果他肚子的水也不要了，因为他已经找到了活水。
The Samaritan come to get water, but in the end, he throw down his bucket.
他与耶稣基督，他与那个神，他与神连上了关系。
Because he had met Jesus, he had met God.
第二方面，他可以摆下他思想上的成见。
Secondly, he put down a lot of his own prejudice.
她是个撒玛利亚的女人。
A Samaritan woman.
她是一个在人看来是羞耻的人，她本来中午才能够跑出来打水的。
A shameful woman who figured that she needs to hide.
可是她当她跟神建立关系以后，她跑去跟那些她认识的人说，这个人他把我所有的一切事情都说出来了。
But when she was transformed, he went to all her friends and said, "This man, tell me everything I ever done before."
他所有的事情是什么呢？
But everything I've done before.
不是好事。
Not good thing.
她有五个丈夫了。
She has five husbands.
现在有的还不是她的丈夫。
The one that he has is not his own.
可是，当她得到了这个生命的活水的时候，她眼光不再看自己。
When he received the stream of living water, he doesn't look at herself anymore.
他要向人介绍这个主耶稣。
He wants to share the knowledge of Jesus Christ.
那当然，接下来的他就放下忧虑。
Then a lot of her anxiety are put away.
心里面充满喜乐。
She is full with joy.
他可以不要再犯罪了。
She doesn't want to sin anymore. 他
心里面已经得自由了。
She is liberated.
所以，亲爱的弟兄姊妹
，My brother sister.
所以我们看到。有这么多捆绑我们的绳子。
Yeah, so many rope that bind our life.
我今天只提了三条主要的绳子。
Today I tell you three rope.
你能够告诉我复习一下第一条绳子是什么吗
？Anybody want to review? Remember what the first rope that bind us?
物质上面的成见，对不对？物质在包括我所谓物，包括你的身份、你的名位这些物质的。第二个呢？
Okay.
思想上的，包括你看自己跟你看别人。
And then our mental prejudice.
第三方面呢？
忧
虑。
心灵上的忧虑。
Our spiritual anxiety.
所以我给弟兄姊妹们一个反思的题目。
I want you to meditate on this thing.
就是我们是否在物质上有执着，思想上有成见，心灵上有忧虑的事实。
Are we still experiences with a reality in our life?
所以这三点刚刚大家都背的都很清楚，因为很简单嘛，很清楚，所以你都记得。那么你现在今天你回去以后，你自己要思想这个信息跟我有什么关系？
Today when you go back home, I want you to meditate on the message, how we can apply it to our life.
你把它写下来。
Put it down in writing.
你在神面前祷告。
Pray before God.
然后甚至你把这个纸条，你把它撕掉。你祷告完以后，你把它烧掉也好，撕掉也好，求主让你从这些捆绑中出来。
Pray that God will set you free from your bondage.
如果有可能的话
，If possible,
你可以去找你属灵的同伴
，Find a spiritual partner.
或者你们如果有周间聚会、怎么小组的时候，你们可以三五个人。重新把这一个信息重点你们来讨论。
Or even you can have a discussion on your small group on the message.
让这个事情，这篇经文今天的这个信息能够成为你的力量。
The scripture that we read and the message you heard can become your strength.
主说盗贼来是要偷窃、杀害、毁坏。
God says, Jesus said that the thief come to steal and to rob.
但是我来是要叫羊得生命，并且叫人的生命，并且得的更丰盛。
I come to give you life, so that you can live life more abundantly.
你知道这个得永远的丰盛的生命，不是指将来到天堂的才有的。
You know this abundant life is not about future in eternity.
现在你就可以有这个生命。
Right now, today, we can have that abundant life.
你现在就有活水在你身上流出。
Because there's stream of living water within us.
我们的信仰不是只是指到将来的那张支票才去 cash，
Our faith is about a check to be with cash in the future.
我们的信仰是今天你就跟主说，我要这个活水，我要跟你建立关系，今天你就有自由。
Our faith is today you can receive that stream of living water.
你愿意这样来经历什么？
Are you willing to experience God?
要不要我们告诉我们自己？
Let's tell ourselves.
我有那生命的活水。
I have the stream of living water.
我是那个会飞的老鹰。
I'm an eagle that can fly.
我不是小鸡。
I'm not a chicken.
请我们低头祷告。
Let's pray.
好不好？我们每一个人今天，我先让每一位你在主面前有个简短的一分钟的祷告，你把这三方面的忧虑、成见，你交在主的手里。
Maybe each one of you have a quiet prayer before God.
现在每一位安静在主的面前，你来祷告。
So let's take quietly before God and pray for yourself.
求主把这些捆绑了去。
May God set us free from His bondage.
主啊，我们感谢你，因为你是我们不仅是我们的救主，你更是我们生命的主。
Lord, we thank you that you are not only our Savior, but the Savior of our life.
你最知道我们的光景。
You know our situation.
我们现在弟兄姊妹所有摆在你面前的，都是我们不应该在我们生命中间拦阻我们的东西。
We bring everything that should not be in our life to you.
我们的成见，我们的忧虑。
Our prejudice, our anxiety.
还有我们自己都不知道我们是老鹰。
Now we forgot that we are eagles.
我们每天就是活在鸡群里面，忙忙碌碌。
Every day we busy among the chickens.
主啊，求主你把我们带到那个高处。
Bring us to a higher ground.
让我们能够飞。
So that we can soar.
享受你给我们的自由。
We can enjoy the liberty that you give us.
因为你是活水。
Because you are the living water.
你是救主
，You are our Savior。
我们感谢你
，We thank you, Lord。
我们这样祷告
，We pray all these，
奉主耶稣基督的名
，In the name of Jesus。